Good morning, Rick. Thank you, Chayodim. Klal Nun Dalet Simen Beis. And we said the Chayodim is going to introduce us to a new rule. We discussed this past. So let's see it inside. If you make a thick dough, so now it's not porridge, it's a dough. Raksha Chaytik Ho'isa Lepirurin Ketanim. And you cut it, break it up into small pieces. My Lokshin. Lokshin is itrios, that's noodles. Farfel is psisim, or chipolach, which is, I'm not sure exactly what it looks like, but it's some type of a pasta. Shem b'chol echad, b'chol elu tar lecha, bein b'chol chaticha chazayis. So he says there are two arguments over here. So one argument we already introduced, the pieces are not a chazayis. So you make a blila ova, make this thick dough, and then you cut it up into pieces. And even though you baked it, you boiled it afterwards. So that's going to remove its status of hamotzi. So the bracha will be mazonos, no matter how much you eat. But he adds another point, which is, says it doesn't have tar lechem. It doesn't have a bread-like consistency. It's not perceived to be like bread. So lakshan is due to the way it looks, etc. The way it's perceived, toar, its appearance, is different than bread. And so it is different enough from bread that even if you just actually bake it, but if you bake it in such a way that it does not have a Torah lechem at all, it's not bread. And if it's not bread, the bracha is mezonos. It's made out of flour and water. It has a strong ability to sustain a person. So it's mezon, it's mazon. It is a good source of sustenance. It's a mazon. So the bracha is boremin mezonos. But the bracha is never hamotzi, no matter how much you eat, and you don't have to bench, no matter how much you eat. So that's what he says at the end. And for sure, this will be true if it's a thin type of a dough, like a batter. Even though the person ate a large amount of it, to the point that he's seveya. So if this would be bread, like in any way, we'd say, excuse me, you're dealing with a din of Birchos Amozen, Vilchalto, Visavoto, and Uverachto. So the Torah says that the person eats in their Seveya, they have to bench. That's referring to things which are bread-like. So we should argue that. He says, no, this is not bread in any way, shape, or form. And the Bracha is Mezonos and Alamichyam. Vayin Lekamon, Simon Vav, he says later on in Simon Vav, he's going to discuss the halachas further of boiling doughs. So he sort of right now, he just dealt with it very briefly, and he will discuss it more. Right? Do we say that something which is conferred a status of, by making a dough, it confers a status of hamotzi on it even before you bake it? There's such a possibility that we should contemplate. And then, if the pieces are a kazayas, so it's hamotzi, when you cook them afterwards, they do not lose their status. Or do we say that the concept of hamotzi can only be applied once it's actually baked? So again, if I make a dough, which is a bread-like type of a dough, and then I boil it without baking it, do I say that the status of bread starts already from the time you make a dough? So if it's already bread which is cooked, if it's a gazayas, remains hamotzi. Or you say, no, that's totally irrelevant, the whole question, whether it's a kazayas or not, because it's not bread yet until you bake it. And therefore, beforehand, the person will just take this dough and cook it. Clearly, the bracha is going to be just mazonos, because it never was bread to start with. So that's what he's going to discuss, Bez Hashem, later on in Simon Vav. Do we give the status of bread onto dough, the din of lechem, something is already considered dough for these purposes? Okay, so let's just review what we have over here. So we've introduced various different ways of taking some grains and making them not hadama but mezonos. And since none of them are bread-like, either because the whole thing is just cooked, or even if it's baked, but it's baked in a way that the appearance is not bread-like, the bracha is mezonos, the bracha achron is alamichya, and it's irrelevant how much the person ate, as opposed to a pasul b'kistin, where we differentiate between the mouth of the person. Have a good day.